This is Living the RV Dream, episode 181 for Friday, February 19th, 2021.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello, fellow pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world. Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, weekend warriors, van dwellers, rubber tramps. Coming to you today from, well, we're kind of covering snow here in the White Mountains, the Arizona White Mountains. We're just a little bit east of Sholo, east of Pine Top. It's a casino. It's the Honda Casino. And they have an RV park here. And for the first time, you know, I had to like actually drive over snow. I mean, it was kind of plowed, but still. As you know, I don't have four-wheel drive, so I kind of drove over the snow. We made it. I was able to back the trailer into a nice site here and connect to power. And this was not in the plan. Actually, originally the plan was to stay at Sholo Lake Campground, but Sholo Lake Campground, maybe if I had 4x4, I would have risked going in there, but the road wasn't really all that well plowed, and I don't know, I didn't feel comfortable driving in there. It didn't seem like anybody had gone in and out into any of the sites for a while, so... You know, we parked and we called a nearby RV park, but by the time they called us back, we had already booked here at the casino. It's what, like 40, a little over 40 bucks with full hookups. Of course, it's impossible to find our sewer because it is under the snow, and it's going to go down to the 20s tonight. So I decided not to connect the water either because I don't have a heated hose, as you know, I'm from Florida. So I have a full tank of water and we're good for a couple of days, you know, without really hooking up. But tomorrow we're going back into the above freezing land of southern Arizona. But let me tell you, it's been a great week here. Are we ever living the RV dream? Last time we spoke, I think I was in Phoenix, Arizona, waiting for Illy to fly to Phoenix, and she flew on Saturday morning. We spent a few minutes there at the RV park. It's called Covered Wagon RV Park. It's in the middle of town, in the middle of Phoenix. And even though it is a little basic, I mean, it's not. I mean, it has a swimming pool. It had laundry facility, bathrooms. I mean, the folks who run it, super nice, and everything worked. I mean, I have no complaints. And then from there, what we did, the idea was to go to Sedona. So we drove up to Sedona. Beautiful drive, of course. You start seeing less and less saguaro cacti, and before you know it, it's all juniper, and before you know it, you're descending upon the Verde Valley there, and you start seeing all this, beautiful sandstone, red rock formations. And Sedona is a beautiful town, super touristy, of course. It's a super touristy area. And we planned well, but we were kind of back and forth doing different things because it snowed. It snowed the day, every day kind of that we were there, it snowed at higher elevation. We stayed at Rancho Sedona RV Park, which is one of those places. I mean, it's a city RV park, and it's nice. It has all the amenities too. It's not even all that crowded if you think about it compared to other places. And it's nice. It's the only thing with Rancho Sedona, it has like a whole booklet of rules and regulations and this and that. And you have to turn off your patio light by a certain time. And you have to have like one of those sloping thingies for your stinky slinky. I don't know what they're called now, but to make sure that you get enough gravity, to make sure the hose is off the ground. I believe that is like an Arizona mandate or something like that. But Sedona was nice. The night that we arrived, weather was, it was horrible weather, very cold, very rainy, but still we went out. You know, it's our first night together. It's Valentine's Day Eve. So we went to this couple of places. The first place, because of social distance, they wouldn't allow any more people. It was the 1812 winery or something like that. And I was really looking forward to that one, but we couldn't go in. We ended up at this other place called, it is called Art of Wine. And we had a wine tasting and some hummus plate, you know, something light. It is at this, it's part of the, kind of part of this mall is right there at the Hyatt Residence Club, Sedona Pinon Point. And it's a nice shopping mall with a bunch of like different restaurants. The place where I really wanted to go for brunch was this place called Sound Bites, but we ended up going to the Art of Wine because, you know, you sometimes you plan where to go and then you end up going somewhere completely different. Like I wanted to go to this other place called the Hudson, and we never went to the Hudson either. The next day on Valentine's Day, we decided to see the snow because when it was raining in Sedona, it was snowing, probably pretty strong, pretty heavily snowing up in Flagstaff and farther north. So we said, you know, let's go up to see the snow. Why not? On a whim. That was not the plan for our Valentine's Day in Sedona. Our Valentine's Day, you know, we were going to hike to a couple of the energy vortices that they have there, and that church, the chapel on the rock, and that kind of thing. But we said, you know, let's see before the snow melts. Of course, the snow didn't melt for days. But before the snow melts, let's go up to Flagstaff. And that's Highway 89A, which is a beautiful drive, by the way. Beautiful drive. And it's if you have a long rig, not recommended because of the switchbacks. And that's the Oak Creek Canyon right there. Of course, all the overlooks were closed because they were not plowed. They were full of snow. And actually, the place where I boondocked 3 years ago, the first time I came to Sedona with old Kia and Minitini One, that whole national forest, you know, the Coconino National Forest, the road was closed because of snow, I am assuming. So we went up to Flagstaff. We saw a lot of snow up there. We went up to the Vista Point up in the Lowell Observatory. Is it the Lowell Observatory, Robert? Yes, I double checked. It is the Lowell, and there's a, you know, that's where they discovered the planet that is no longer a planet, Pluto. That's where they discovered originally at the Lowell Observatory. Of course, the Lowell Observatory, because of COVID, is by appointment only. So, I mean, we didn't really intend to go in, but even if we wanted to, we wouldn't have been able to. So we just stopped at the Vista Point. There, it was pretty icy up there. It was very cold, but. Beautiful views of the city. Of course, the San Francisco peaks were behind the clouds. We couldn't see the San Francisco peaks like in all their glory until yesterday, really. And then we decided, counterintuitively, to go to Williams because we wanted to see the area. And Williams, actually, we were pleasantly surprised by the town of Williams. And of course, I'm driving Williams. You know, is I see the Grand Canyon Railroad here on the left, on the right, and on the left. What do I see? A brewery. It's called Historic Brewing Bottle House. They had a great IPA, by the way. And then we just had our IPA and a burger. It was good. It was pretty good. And that's what we did, you know. We decided, let's go back to Sedona, you know, spend the rest of the evening there in Sedona. And right before sunset, actually, like an hour before sunset, beautiful colors on the mountains at that time, by the way. We went to that chapel, what is it called? The Chapel on the Rock? What is it called? It's just a chapel, I guess. Chapel of the Holy Cross. And that's what it is. We went to the Chapel of the Holy. That when you look at it from far away, it feels like it is encrusted in the rock there, but it is not. It's kind of an optical illusion, but beautiful place. That's actually one of the energy vortices there in Sedona. And then, just in the nick of time, it was getting dark, but I wanted to do another one of the vortices. We did Boynton Canyon Trail. And we didn't do the whole thing because it was getting cold, it was getting dark, and I didn't want to get stuck in one of those trails, you know, in the dark. Let's just face it. We didn't come prepared. We didn't get like a flashlight or anything like that. So on the 15th, what did we do on Sunday? Was it that Sunday or Monday? Monday the 15th. Well, we're kind of close to the Grand Canyon, so why not? We went down to the Grand Canyon, to the South Rim over there, and you know, Grand Canyon, of course, it requires no introduction, and as I've said it many times, it is one of my favorite places in the United States. If you want to see one place that takes your breath away and it's impossible to photograph properly or film, or I mean, not even IMAX, you would need something like a stereoscopic you know, virtual reality rig to be able to portray the grandness, the grandeur of that place. So we went to Mather Point, of course, which is the one right next to the visitor center, the most popular vista point. And we went there, we were there early. We left almost like at the crack of dawn. So by the time we got to the Grand Canyon, must have been like 9:30 a.m. 10. It wasn't too crowded, so we were able to be there, social distance, and see one of the most breathtaking views you can have in the United States. And there I say it, maybe one of the top in the world. And then we decided to explore the western part of the South Rim, where we had never been before. We had done the eastern part all the way to the Watchtower, to the Desert Vision Watchtower, which is also a great place. But on the west, the views on the west are great, and you get to see a lot of the Colorado River down there. So that was a very cool thing to do. Of course, no matter how early, you know, it's a 2.5 hour drive. So no matter how early you depart, eventually it takes most of your day going back and forth to the Grand Canyon. So we arrived in Sedona almost in time for dinner. And we decided, you know, go to this. A friend of ours had recommended this winery called Vino Zona, which is at the let me see if I can pronounce this correctly, Tlaquepaque Arts and Shopping Village. And, you know, it's at the beginning when we drove past it a couple of times, and we were like, it's probably just like art galleries and shops and stuff like that. But they have a bunch of restaurants. They had that Vino Zona winery. It was good. I wouldn't call it great. I mean, the lady didn't even have a wine list. So everything was like she telling us what this was and what that was. Like, it wasn't all that organized. And we just had our four little samples and went away. And there's a bunch of restaurants there, but we decided to go, breweries. This one is called Oak Creek Brewery and Grill, and we were very hungry at this point, so we had our RPAs. We had the best seat in the house, and this large glass window overlooking the Red Rock there, very nice. And what do we have? A full rack of ribs, barbecue ribs, which was outstanding. But we ate so much that we couldn't do anything anymore. We just went back to the RV park and pretty much, vegetated for the rest of the day, which was, you know, it was pretty much the end of the day. We're still in winter. It's kind of cold outside when the sun goes down, and the sun goes down rather early. So that was the extent of our second day, or our second full day there in Sedona. Now, Tuesday, we decided, I had reserved, it came highly recommended, actually. It's called Distant Drums RV Resort. This is in Camp Verde, in the Verde Valley. And, I don't know. It's one of those RV resorts, you know, that everybody is pretty close together. And we probably got the worst possible site in the whole RV park. I mean, it was one of those crowded sites. It felt like I was in an apartment in a New York apartment. You know, no privacy whatsoever. Everywhere you looked, it was a different RV surrounding us. We didn't have a picnic table. We barely had any place to put like our own table or our own chairs. And so, if you ever decide to stay at this place, Distant Drums, do not. If they give you site 66, demand a different site. It's a horrible site. I cannot. The RV park in general, yeah, they were super nice. And they have a heated pool. And, you know, it's a full-service RV resort, but we got the crappy site. What can I say? Well, they gave us $20 each to play at the nearby casino, which was the Cliff Castle Casino, which we did. And, of course, we won at the beginning, but then we lost it all back. Places to visit around here, of course, Montezuma Castle National Monument. It's one of those cliff dwellings, you know, from the Sinagua people. And very cool place. And even cooler, the Montezuma Well, which it's kind of deceiving because it's not a well. It's really not a well. It's more like a sinkhole. They don't really know. Nobody really knows how this place got created geologically, and they don't even know exactly where the water comes from. All they know is that the water keeps it's the same level, and there's a high level of is it CO2 and arsenic, so the fish cannot survive in that water. But there were a bunch of ducks, which didn't seem to mind. And there are a bunch of cliff dwellings all around that. It looks like a sinkhole, really, or like a crater. So do they think it might be? It might have formed because of the volcanic activity in the area as well. And those are two very cool places that you can go visit in Verde Valley. And to end our day, we went to a little farther west, you know, like as you're going towards Cottonwood. But before Cottonwood, there's this, there's a very nice Thousand Trails RV resort there too. This is called Alcantara Vineyards and Winery. And it's the owner right there, very nice lady, and she served us the wine. And you get to eat, like not tapas, like an antipasto plate. And your wines there, overlooking the mountains in this patio. It was a little chilly, but not too bad. Beautiful place. I liked it. I recommend it. And they have some great wines. I mean, I didn't know. I didn't know Arizona produced such great wines, really. So what did we do on Thursday? On Wednesday. Well, we went to another place, some of the ruins by the Sinagua people, the Tuzigut National Monument. Tuzigut, apparently it means crooked river, and it's a meander there of the it's the Verde River. This is not the Oak Creek. This is the Verde River. It's a meander of the Verde River And I think it was some Apache gentleman that was helping with the reconstruction that named it Tuzigut, which means a crooked river in Apache. And then from there, we went to Jerome. And Jerome is such a picturesque town on top of a mountain or a hill, I suppose. I mean, it's very touristy, of course, a bunch of shops. And they're milking the haunted motif, a bunch of haunted places and museums and tours. And we ate at, very aptly named, the Haunted Burger. And the Haunted Burger, it was good. It was good. It's the place to go if you go there. You know, they have good beers and they have good burgers. We also went to the Jerome Grand Hotel, which used to be an asylum. In fact, the restaurant that they have there is called The Asylum. So we went there, also had a drink, and we also went to a winery. And it's the original Jerome winery. Very nice as well. And according to the lady who helped us, you know, the owners, they own like two or three different wineries around the state of Arizona. And they make some great wines. And that was Wednesdays. It's such a cool place, Jerome, not only because of what it is, you know, because of the views from up there are quite amazing, and lots of history there. You know, it used to be a copper mining town, so they have a park where you can see the old copper mining rigs, and they give you the comparison of how deep it really was, and they give you the comparison like against the Eiffel Tower and the Empire State Building, and this thing was like twice as deep into the ground. So that was very cool to see. They also have this place called the Gold King Mine and Ghost Town, and we went up there. It's even higher elevation, and it seems like we didn't go in. It seems like a collection of like artifacts and old vehicles and that kind of thing. But there was a sign in the entrance that said, you know, if you want to do a commercial photography or video, you have to have a permit. And since what I do, it's kind of like it's straddling that fine line between commercial and, you know what, and besides, we were tired and we wanted to come back to our RV park. And, you know, after you have a nice meal and, you know, you want to have a nice espresso and you know, relax, even though our campsite wasn't the most relaxing campsite. So that's why, and I'm recording this on Thursday morning. This morning, very early, we decided to leave. And we came to Sholo, and I wanted to do a bunch of things. I wanted to see a couple of places in Snowflake. I know a friend of ours, viewer, and he just recently bought a property in Snowflake, and he wanted me to fly the drone up there. But you know, this like the days go by so quickly. I mean, we came here first. I decided not to stay at the Sholo Lake campground, which was my first choice, which was much closer to Snowflake. We decided to. We ended up here at the Honda RV Park at the casino, and. Oh, and we went to Pine Top Brewing Company today, and we had an IPA and some pretty good burgers, and a great chili. Oh, they have the best chili up there, and that's it. Tomorrow, by the time you listen to this, we're probably gonna be in the much less cold south of Arizona, where it remains to be seen. I know we went to go to Tombstone, Bisbee, that area, but more about that in the next episode of the podcast. Right now, let me go through some of your voicemail, and we're gonna call it a night or a morning. In the case you're probably listening in the morning, so there you go.
Hi, Robert. Just messaging you from UK. We'd love to follow some of your live streams, but we're unsure about what time. That it would be over here. We're loving your show on Amazon, The Road Trip. Completely impressed by the Oregon coastline. If you can let us know somehow when things happen on your live stream, that would be great. We'd love to join you.
Hi, thank you for your message. And yeah, the live stream happens every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, like New York time, which is right now 4 p.m. 1600 hours where I am, which is mountain time in the USA, and the UK time I suppose it will be 2300. It's UTC 2300 UTC right now, which is we are UTC -5 in the East Coast. So yeah, 2300 UTC, 11 p.m. and hope to see you there next Friday.
Hello, Robert, how are you? How are you keeping? Here, Gabriel from Ireland. Just let you know, I really love your videos about traveling, Robert. They're quite good. Very good. Very good videos and very good explaining about all the stuff when you are traveling to the USA. I really love it. Now, under this level 5 lockdown, it's quite good to see your trips, because it's like getting out from this country for a while. So thanks very much for your channel and your videos. And really love one of my favorite videos it is the video in Miami. So keep doing that. And once this lockdown and this pandemic ends, I wish I could go there and do the same trips. Thanks very much and buenas noches.
Hey, Gabriel from Ireland. I want to go to Ireland really bad. So maybe after all this is over, I'll pay you a visit over there. Thank you. Thank you so much for your comment. And I'm really glad you get to travel with me. Hopefully all these lockdowns will be over soon. And I do want to make a good video about Miami. You know, I've been a Miamian for the past 32 years. And it's only been in the past 4 years, really, that, or even less, that we've been able to travel like all over the country and see so many different places. I even traveled around the world, as you know, as you probably know, I did that trip in Finland, Sweden and Norway, which was spectacular. And I've been to the UK, I've been to France, I lived in Spain for a little bit. But definitely, as soon as it is possible, I want to travel to your side of the pond there and visit.
Hey, Robert. This is John Gross. I'm in Fort Worth, Texas, and my wife and I are retired, and we're frequent travelers in our RV. We have a Wildwood extra light. And it's about 28 feet long. And throughout the shows that we've been watching of yours, I have now got a hankering to get myself a drone. You have some great shots with the drone. So I'd like to know a little bit more about your drone. Can you give me a little more information so I can begin to shop and perhaps get a drone similar to yours? Robert, thanks very much. Thanks for making some great shows, and we will look forward to continue watching. Thanks. Goodbye.
Hey, thanks for your message. And my drone is the one that I have right now. It's a DJI Mavic 2 Zoom. And that's it's not the highest end, but it's like a middle of the road drone. Probably overkill. If you know what I mean, you know, the zoom function is kind of gimmicky. It's nice to have, but I would think a Mavic Air 2 would get you 90% there, and it's half the price or less, actually. And of course, you can also do the Mavic Mini is really cool because you don't need to register it because it is under 0.55 pounds. So, you know, anything made by DJI is going to be good. And if you get something less sophisticated than those, they're just harder to fly. And really, you don't get the best pictures. I would probably get the DJI Air or the DJI Mini in your case. And those are great drones, and the stabilization and... of course, download the app Air Map, or there's one also called Before You Fly, before with the number 4, and they'll let you know those apps where you can or you cannot fly, so you cannot, you know, get in trouble, you know, flying right next to an airport or in a national park and that kind of thing. So as always, thank you so much for your call, and enjoy your new drone.
Hello, Robert. Enjoy watching your videos. Had two questions for you. Number one, what model Colorado are you driving? And two, what model drone are you using? Keep up the great work. And thanks for your response. Thank you.
All right, yeah, Colorado have the V6 gas engine, 3.6 liter, 8-speed. Transmission is a 2019 LT, and it's the one, the crew cab, I guess, a short bed. And so far, 70,000 miles and going. It's been a reliable towing machine for sure. And my drone, as I said in the previous call, is the DJI Mavic Air, Mavic 2 Air, Mavic. Okay, never mind. Let me rewind and repeat. The DJI Mavic 2 Zoom. That's the one that I have right now.
Hi, Robert. It's 5:44 a.m. on Sunday, February 14th, 2021. And I have a few questions today. My first question is, when the next Finishing Allowed occurs in March, are you going to sing Driving to the East? Please, you haven't done that in a little while. And my second question is, when you drive next year, if this year's last trip doesn't happen, will you wait until next year? Yep, and today is, by the way, today is Sunday, as I told you, but by the time you're seeing this will be Friday, February 19th. Keith, and my question for you my third question is, if you ever visit Alaska, are you planning to revisit Vancouver along with visiting Calgary and Edmonton? Yeah. And I hope you're having a wonderful time out in Arizona, and I will see you at 6 p.m. on the live stream on Friday. Right. It's the earliest hour of the morning. I'm hearing this, so that's why my... Bye, guys!
Hey, Dylan, how are you? And as soon as I get back to Miami, if I'm in Miami still by this following Saturday, I am going to do one of those concerts, the Minitini Lounge that I've been doing on my other channel. By the way, if you guys are new to the podcast, new to my channel, I have another channel, which is, it's my older channel. My videos channel just turned 10 years old last month, but my older channel, it dates back to 2007, and I've been, it started as a channel just to publish my music videos. I've been a musician in Miami since the early 90s. That's when I started playing with salsa bands and stuff. Probably 89 was the first one, but in the 90s for sure. And I'm telling you my musical story is it's my other channel. It's just my name, Robert Morales, youtube.com/robertico music. I think Robert ICO music if you want to find it there. And once in a while, on Saturdays, I do a live stream, just a concert. I started that during the lockdown back in March, and folks seem to like it a lot. So I do it from time to time, and I mix it up. You know, my forte always when I used to play with the band is salsa music, Latin music, but I mix it up. I do a little bit of everything, a little standards, a little bit of disco, and I'm trying to do some rock and roll and that kind of thing. You know. I'm trying to do a little bit of everything, and I might even sing "Closer by the Chainsmokers" "Closer by the Chainsmokers" at some point, which is Dylan's favorite song. But I'll sing "Driving to the East," and all the good stuff. And yes, at some point I want to do the Trans Canada Highway and do all the Canadian provinces, if I can make it to all of them.
Hey, Robert. My name is Mark from Rochester, New York, and I've been enjoying watching your show on Amazon and on YouTube. Great stuff. My wife and I just bought an RV, and we're going to start RVing this summer. I had a question as to what camcorder you use for some of your filming, because your zoom rate is just really amazing on that camcorder, and was just curious as to what model that was. Again, really enjoy the show. Great stuff. Well done. And thank you for sharing it.
Thank you. And the main camera that I use as a camcorder is a Sony FDR AX53. And it has a great zoom. It has something called a clear view zoom, I think it's called, actually. I have it right here next to me. I should be able to read it to you. And it's a 30x clear image zoom. And I suspect the last bit of that zoom is a digital zoom when you are really, really, really zooming into something. But since the sensor is 4K, when you're zooming that far, I think it goes down to like 1080p, which is still good quality. You know, so you just get that extra 2x at the end of the zoom, which is all it's always cool. But it's a 30x zoom, and it's a very good quality camera. You know, it's not like The only thing I don't like about that camera is the dynamic range and the colors. You know, it's a little, sometimes it tends to overexpose a little bit and undersaturate. But other than that, it's an excellent camera, and the stabilization, it's amazing too. It has like an internal gimbal, which makes the images much more stable. Sometimes it feels like you're on a tripod, really.
Robert, encontró tu website. This is great. I have never seen this before. I'm a Latino from Tampa. If you're ever up this way, let me know. Well, I'll take you to some nice restaurants. I'm sure you got good ones in Miami. I go to Versailles every time I go. Listen, great to meet you. Hope that we get to meet again face to face. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you for your message. And yeah, Tampa, definitely I have to go back to Tampa and enjoy a little more. I've been to Colombia, of course, which is like the iconic restaurant in Tampa that you have to go. And they have great sangria, great paella, great Spanish food. I also went to this other place called Ulele, and that was really cool too. Tampa is a cool city, and I go there every year, almost every January for the Google thinks I'm talking to her. I don't know why. Google thinks I'm talking to it. But I go every year for the Florida RV Super Show, and it's really cool. It's just when I go to the Florida RV Super Show, I don't get to enjoy the city as much because I'm surrounded by RVs all the time. But I will go back. I want to go to that Gasparilla Festival one of these days.
Hey, Robert. It's Miranda and Brad DeFer, and we love your channel. My husband has you on 24/7. My little daughter sings your intro song, and it's pretty cute. But we were just wondering, we're from Bend, Oregon. We were wondering if you were ever going to come through this area. We would love to have you and come meet you. So let us know. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, thank you for your message. And yeah, definitely Bend, Oregon is in the plans for when things normalize somehow. As you probably know, last year I did the whole Oregon coast. I missed a couple of towns. I rushed through certain areas, but I fell in love with the state and that part of the state. I do want to do, of course, Portland at some point, Bend, Oregon, and some of the inland places in Oregon, like Crater Lake and that sort of thing. So hopefully summer 2021, maybe 2022. We'll see. We'll see when things go back to normal and we can travel like normal, if that ever happens. So thank you for your message, and I can't wait to visit the West Coast again.
Hi, Traveling Robert, this is Barry 81 Jones, pleasure to meet you, period. So the West Palm Beach Dancing Lion, I'm watching that episode. It looks absolutely fantastic. It's just something that I don't think I'll ever experience in my lifetime, as genuine as it is videoed from you. It's wonderful, period. So I'm talking like I'm texting. That's funny. Also, what was the other one? There was another one I saw of yours. It was really good. Anyway, continue up the good work. We're up here in Michigan. It's a little cold and freezing, but after living in Arizona for 15 years, I really enjoy it back here. All the weather, the ice and the snow, it's just wonderful. Okay, have a great day. See you on the next Friday.
Hey, Barry, thank you so much for your message. And let me tell you, it's pretty freezing here in Arizona too, where I am in the what is it, Pine Top. I'm on the eastern, I suppose it's the eastern White Mountains. And certainly different than southern Arizona, where you get all the saguaro and the cholla. And all that stuff. And Michigan next summer, if we do get to do the great long ambitious summer road trip, you know, the one that I actually wanted to do in 2020, which it was pretty good, but in 2021, you know, explore a little more of Michigan, Minnesota, you know, the North Shore of Lake Superior, and then the Lower Peninsula of Michigan, the Mitten. I kind of rushed through the Mitten. I kind of rushed through the Upper Peninsula too, And I really do want to visit that area at probably late summer when it starts to cool down. That would be really cool. On my way to the, hopefully we will get to do the Hershey RV show in Pennsylvania this fall. And I'm rambling, I know, and it turned out to be a pretty long episode as it is. So I'm gonna start wrapping it up here and coming to you from the frozen White Mountains of Arizona. As always, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.